Let's take one thing at a time, okay? Now, if you look, maybe I'll give me just one of these. I just need this for a second. Okay. If you look here, I just want to just tell you how things are going here. You see, basically what probably happened is when he says at the end, right before he talks about Shikha, he needs Boya, his Bara, Shein Roy Limnois, Kola Ranim Sabatero, Vole Kola Say, Lefish Efshe Shul Nichpa, and Roy Limnois, as in Yonam at Suvim Bohem, Almus Holim Alehem. Vyesh Ladash, Allah, Bo Asay, and Nichpa, Bobatesis, Ella Ide Murish Yerra, Al Kach, Vahim Makalia Pirish Ole Avashol. Okay? And at the beginning of the Shirish, you see, She'ein Roy Limnois as a Lavim. For I say, look at the beginning of the Sheresh. El advom musholim aleim ashin mitzovim b'hem. Okay? So what is that talking about? Lav shenichpal? Or I say shenichpal? Correct? Right? Is it talking about lav shenichpalish? What? L'chayre not. Okay. So, if, correct? See, if you're ready to assume that the Sheresh basically ended here, and then the Rambam added an addendum, this part, okay, V'gam yitacha, and for some reason, he found this important to add on, okay? Where he added, okay, and he added on an appendage that even if the signal is different, this also goes into this, okay? Then, you know, but it's really out of place, like a dangling, what do you call it again? He's throwing, because, you see, if he really, it was like added on later, a priori, because the truth is, it is part of what happened before, but the summation should have been at the end, okay? Okay. Now, then, Imashiro, the Sapech, the Klal Hazeh, or the Sheres Hazeh, is a whole new idea. He's introducing the idea of Lav Shebeklolos. Okay? And maybe even, you see, even independent of what the Arabic word over here, Hine, at the page, Membeis, and it's the end of the Sheres, Hine Kva Birando Esra Ika HaGotol Hazeh, what's the Ika Godel Hazer? That's the Etzel. So this whole thing, Klal Godel, what is he? Is he ending up the Sheresh? Or is he ending up the second part that he's adding on to it? Kloima, Lav Shebeklolos, Be'al Nesvei Koyso, Adiel, and Chalek, Vashir Onu, Lechalek, Nimer, Achal, oh, that is the Ma, Uma'ah. Now, there's something very important. Because most of the Shroshim, in general, are telling you what not to count, because the diet, it's basically having polemics with Halachos Gedolos and all the other ones that follow this path, or with the Moedei Mitzvahs, correct? No one got it right, okay? And he's telling you what not to do, but he never gave you the blueprint of what yes to do, okay? And L'chor over here is one of the few places so you could extrapolate Lamasha from Sheresh Sheni that a mitzvah has to be. So he's saying you don't count your Gimel Midas. He's saying, well, you don't do, right? But you can extrapolate that if it's Teresh Miksav or if it's a Pirush Mokubu, it could be a Minyan Mitzvahs. But that's not the point of the Sheresh. Sometimes you can extrapolate from the Sheresh, but the Sheresh is coming as a diatribe against Allah's Dalai Zuchud. Okay? Now here, הנה בא ביררנו אצל עיקר הגודל הזה, כל מילה של קוס, ביררנו סלי קוס, ודענו מה ממנו לחלק, ומאנו לך שבקולס בלבד, ואין חיום מלאכס, what's לחלק and not, okay? He's talking about לחיום מלאכס, correct? And he's talking about the מן השני, because it's not the מן הראשון, because you don't talk about אחס, and the מן הראשון is no מלאכס at all, correct? ושזה שהוא לחלק, נמנה מצווס הרבה. So he's telling you יסוד in מניין המצווס, correct? ואשר אינו לחלק נמנה אחס, correct? ואשר, okay, שים כלל זה בקולוסוי נגד עיניך תומד, כי הוא מפתח גודל ליבו אמיתס מניין המצווס. So even if the klal, see, something might be that I was telling, oh, there is another gear over here, sim chelik ze, okay? If it's chelik ze, you know, it's an open shut case. But if it's klal ze, it's the same word, it's shirish ze, as the atzel, which he started at the beginning of the paragraph, for ikar godol, okay? So what's the ikar godol? Ikar godol, and this is the mafteach godol. So the Chayyur is talking the same Godel. And this, with the whole discussion, what's so important over here is not the ninth Shurish, but the second half of the ninth Shurish, because the few places that he's focusing not on what you shouldn't count, but what you should count. He's not really having polemics with anyone. He's setting up a system of how you count, not, and it doesn't go back to the beginning. It's not talking about Nichpal, because the nusach of the shirish is about nichpal. Shein roi limnois as a mitzvah la musholim, right? So what are we talking about? We're talking about nichpal. We're not talking about this. This was added on as the sefach, okay? Say that? Okay, that's a clear point, okay? And I guess he's mitzalaf into the shirish because it's about inyonim and how you move it, because he says, ki ze shomana sheish limnos inyonim mitzuvim behem or mushalim behem. That's what we mentioned before when you talk about keifo hu betnai sheye beinam mushalim menu la bilvad b'chol inyon ve'inyon, which is a new idea. He's expanding. He put it here because he's expanding on the concept. Okay? Right? That's what it has to do here. Now, correct? That just goes on, just give us focus about it. So the focus is how to use Lav Sheba Klolos in Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay, now, let's move on now. Now, the first discussion. Now we're ready to get going. So he says, "Lo kol inyim v'inyim in anyon shicho isam alavahu v'zel lasha b'kol shein loikin olov k'mo shenivaya ato." Okay. Lav shebekolos, he's talking about a lav shebekolos she'en look and lam klal. He's talking about the minorishon. So, he's going to say, we don't know how it became lav shebekolos, okay? Because he talks about lav shebekolos, he doesn't tell you. But he basically is telling you before that there's inyonim. Lo kol inyon v'inyon min inyonim shi'ichlo oisam halavahu. Hu lav shebekolos. So lav shebekolos has many inyonim. Okay? And that's what he says later when he says that it's chad. He says that it's two or three. Oh, who ubeiru gam kein shelav shebekolos who diosi trei tlos isure mechad lav. Okay. And this also, Isurei, is basically is equivalent to Nyon. Okay? Because the Isurim in Ashova, the Nyon in Ashova are Isurim. Correct? It's all the same. Correct? Okay. Now, and he's telling you to sign, this is what they call is Ein Lekin Aleh. Okay? But the important point you have to keep in mind is Malkus is irrelevant over here. In terms of the issue, or we're not interested whether you get Malkus or not, our interest is in Minyan HaMitzvos. Okay? Now, just before we get started, to put you just screw your head on, it could be you could use it in certain cases as an acid test of what the minyan is, but we're basically not interested in Malkus, we're basically interested in minyan, right? So at the end of the Shoresh, he talks about Malkus, but it's really an introduction to minyan, because that's all he's interested in, okay? However, just before, just get ourselves straight, before we think, you know, because this is not counterintuitive, it's very intuitive. In Perek Gimel of Malkus, when he's talking about Eilu Hein Elokim, and we'll see him introduce Lav Shem HaKolos in the Pirush Mishnayos, the issue over there is not Minyan HaMitzvos. He's not worried about Minyan HaMitzvos in Pirush Mishnayos. That's not the issue. His issue, whether you get Malkus, you don't get Malkus, okay? Are we okay with that? Okay. So, one of the things we're going to have to deal with, okay, when you're trying to define Lav Shem HaKolos, okay, is it just enough to say that it has many inyonim? Or there's more to the definition? Okay? Now, let's start like this, okay? Now, here's also a point. You can open up the Pirush Mishnayos. You'll see this. You see this. Okay, Kappach has a certain discussion about it, and I was told that that it's not clear at all that he's right and probably wrong. Okay, we'll see. And when I was asked, where you should make the demarcation line between the Madur Kam and the Madur Basra, I think I got it, even though I didn't see the Ksaviyat. Okay, now let's just play it out. Okay, and this is the important thing. Because the Rambam he added something on to this thing later. Okay? Okay. And I was told also, you can say by the handwriting, because Rambam's handwriting changed when he got older. Okay? And you can see the different handwriting. And the and Rambam's copy that it was added at a later period of time. Okay. For Seder. It's an important idea. But let's just get this now. I want to start from Chiluk HaChamishi, move it to Chiluk HaShishi, and show you how the thing goes, okay? Chiluk HaChamishi, he's dealing various Chalokim. When it gets to Shvi, he's telling me, yeah, you do get Malkus. But until Chiluk through Chiluk HaShishi, inclusive, he's telling me, well, you don't get Malkus on, okay? V'Chiluk HaChamishi, Lav Habo Mechal HaSeh. Lava Bumachal say. Vim over Eno Chayiv Malkus, Bechule, Vim Eno over Chayiv Malkus, Shloi Nema Boy Lav Beferish, Kmo Shomer Loyobo Mamza, Loyobo Amoini. So what's the problem Lava Bumachal say? It's only Michlal. It's not Befoolish, right? That's Michlal Asay. Then, in juxtaposition to this, he has a Chiluk HaShishi. So what I think what he's trying to do is before the Lav itself is Mechlal Aseh, okay? In here, you might have the Lav itself, but its relationship to the Inyonim in the Pasuk is only Mechlal. It's not exclusive. And we'll see about that. And then there's a segue between Chamishi and Shishi. Okay? V'chelek ha-shishi lav she-beklolos ein lo-iknolo v'hu lav she-le-nema b'feirush el-nilmud mitvorem ha-cherim. Okay? K'mo she-oimim b'kam b'klimis lav b'feirush itma el-mechlola itma. So what's the word mechlal over here? Lav she-beklolos, it's talk that it's implied. Okay, you can infer it. Okay, for who could go? Oh, well, that's what we call it a caramel. Lay circle. So it's an amazing thing. You can extrapolate from that every type of chodesh is awesome. Asher yoytzi mizeh chodesh minatful lay circle. V'imochlo koli b'vad lo nukel shtei malkis achas mishum koli lay circle al shenis mishum chodesh because. You know, it's an imaginary lav, okay? But the low is there, but you're extrapolating that from the general rule, you know, the extrapolating rule, which is telling the same of foolish, okay? And something is even further. Elamalchus achas mishum koli, v'chein imoho kalma mishum kalma v'chule, v'chein anozim, imochal chalzen oizog eno chay shtei malkiyos, Achas shum chalzen, shum foolish, v'sheni mishum mikol hashe yase hagib mikefen ayayin. Lefi sheze lav shebeklolis. But there it's foolish, okay? But it says lo mikol. But it's not clearly going on that. So that's a mechlal, okay? Lefi sheze lav shebeklolis, v'ilo mefeirish mikol hashe yase mikefen ayayin lo yochal. Mechatzan ve'adzag lo yochal, ki oz mischayiv al achilas achatzen shtayim, v'chein al azog, v'chein al anovim lachim. Okay? See here, I'm not sure if you can medayik that you need the negative verb. Because if I point that in Sefer Mitzvahs, he's mashmet the law by itself was enough. Al teuchem menu no, v'loi boshu mavushal, correct? But here he's repeating the verb of teuchal. Okay? Okay, so I'm not sure, see, what would have happened? How would you have said that it's mefulish? See, if you have the word loisach at the beginning of the pasuk, and you say velo, 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 you're okay. But if the word teichal is only at the end of the pasuk, you got nothing by saying lo, velo, velo. And that's the way it is over here. So I don't know if you really can conclude anything, correct? Okay, now, then he says, V'cheir anovim, okay, we get v'yayin al-goloi o'chazan, ki oz mischai v'alachilas achatz and shtayin, v'cheir al-azor, v'cheir al-anovim, lach v'cheir al-anov yibeshim, al-kol achaz achaz malkiyot, shtei malkiyot, al-bokimit she'im loikin al-lav shebeklolois, eno chayib, el-kol echon me'elon iskolim el-olav, okay, v'chein omu al teichu menu no uboshu ki lo al teichu menu el etzli. He's not interested in the no and the mavusho, which will be the focus of the min hasheni. He's interested in kim sliyesh, which is the mechla. Okay, correct. That's all he's interested in. V'im ochal no eno chay shtayim. Achas mishum no, v'achas shmuvusho. Achas mishum no, v'achas shmuvusho. Lo yisoch al kol el tzli, right? V'shizeh alav, asheni mechlola, yoytze. V'hu shemeklolos. V'hu lav shemeklolos. We understand. V'avochayim al no malkis, v'al vusho, malkis echot. V'hovein inyin ze, heitim, v'ishu akos shemeklol. Okay? Period. We'll see later, the Rambam doesn't mention the Min HaSheni. Okay? But you understand, the Min HaSheni has no place over here. Because the Min HaSheni is, how many Malkiyos are you chayiv? Is it one, or three, or two, or whatever it is? So, if the discussion of Elohim HaLoikin here in the first six halakim, the discussion where you don't get malchus about, the min hasheni is irrelevant. The min hasheni is only over here because of nogeya l'minyan mitzvahs. Okay, correct? But it's no place. If the Rambam put it over here, you would say he missed the boat. Correct? I mean, it's just before, you know, just have your head screwed on straight, okay? Now, next. Okay, now. Then he goes on, right? Just before, okay? Just before we go on to see what the second thing is, okay? I just want to now take on the point, because the Rambam only here in Sefer Mitzvahs talked about Kol Inyan Merabim, right? But did he mention the Mechlal or didn't he mention the Mechlal? Because if he told Lashi B'Kolos, the word Kolos means Mechlal. Not Kol Halbe, okay? Well, it means both, okay, I have to say. But the important word is the Mechlal, correct? Just to keep your mind, right? It's very interesting, the word can be used in two ways, really. Now, let's just see something. So he said at the beginning, which I read before, Im hoi lav echot kol inyan merabim, v'chulei beiru gamkei, shalav shem kol zudi osi tre, tlose isri mechala. Okay? So a priori, the word mechlal is irrelevant in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? However, listen to this. Later on, when he's talking about Abaye, who's of the opinion that you get malchus mechol sheyase migefra yayin. Okay. He says mefurish that it's a stira to the sugi Sanhedrin. He says, because the Gemara Sanhedrin says what? Just before I read it, I say it inside. The Gemara Sanhedrin says what? That's lash because ain't looking alayin. Okay. And according to Bai, you are looking. So it means you should equate Mikola Shiyasa Gefanayayin to the Minarisha. Correct? Not to the Minashani. Right? Okay. Right? So Shaili is, before we get started, Mikola Shiyasa Gefanayayin, you can't say it's Kul Habin Yonim. So what did he see in that have to do with the Minarisha? See, if you say, basic definition of the Indian of the min rishon that it's mechlal, and mechlal you don't get malchus on, then it's all the same. That makes sense, correct? Now let's see. Then he says, he writes later, ukva yodato. Shehis boye big mois and hedrin ain't looking alaf shibakolos ulochain maima abaye nitche. What does it do? It's like apples and bananas. But if you say the Ram has the same definition and mechlal is the double portion, just adding on to it, then it makes a lot of sense. Okay? Now, therefore, if you'd want to have a sefach, an addition to the Pirush Mishnayis, and add a new case, what case would you add in the Pirush Mishnayis? In retrospect from Sefer Mitzvahs? What case would you add? The exact same case, which is equivalent to what? To Abaye. Okay? So you would add L'Sechol Adam. That there are many in Yonim, and it's Mechlal. Okay? And let's see what he did. That's exactly what he did. Okay. And this was the Madura Basra. Okay. Okay. Which might have been just the Uzmatik Sefer Mitzvahs over here in Shirat Shishi. Umerachelik hazeh oid. Im noimah lav echon. It's a chelik hazeh because the chelik hashishi is a chelik of Michlal. And that's why it was together with Chamishi. If it would be a new klal, and the way we interpret, the way you would have interpreted a priori in Minyan HaMitzvah, just the fact that you have many in Yonim, not that it's Michlal, then it should have been a chelik, you should have added a new chelik. But he throws it in, and you see not only he throws it in, it's very clear from the way it continues that it's part of it. You'll see it. Im Noima. But a chelik hazeh, im ne'malav echod, koilo trei trase yisuri. It's mamish like he was quoting Shiras Chi. The same example, 2 and 3. Okay? And it's in the Arabic. I mean, not in the Arabic, the Aramaic. Okay? A yisuri could go in omru, leisercha adam. Harizeh called vom rabbi. Okay? See, his mom is doing it. Correct? Then, even more, then he goes on and he basically mentions all the cases, okay, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and what the Rambam quotes here, except he doesn't mention. He doesn't mention what? He doesn't mention Ben Sarah Murray. Okay, well, I'll explain. Okay. Then, right? Then he goes on. And he says, like this. He says, second. He says, Michlal, what's that? You. Okay, and then he says, didn't he say at the end, once he said, at the end, he said, oh, he says, Yosef Boru, Ubeiru. No, what did he say? Can you have? I just don't have.
In the Persian Mishnayot?
Yeah, I just don't have the right place here.
Ve'necher mehem feirush. That's the key.
No, I understand that, but besides that, he makes a comparison. Just give it to me. Please give it to me. Yeah, he says. Ve'necher kashishi. What's it? Oh, it's supposed to be this song, I'm sorry. Of Rosh Talmud, he quotes it, and he says, the end, v'in echad mehen mefeirush, k'dei sh'nu melu kanalization is parash malkas achas. Okay. K'derech, sh'omalnu b'chodesh u'pesach. It's the exact same case. B'chodesh yasa gefen ayayim, and this new Isa, of this new Isa, which he b'amish mechadish, that the type chodesh. Okay. V'zeboro v'kal lo vino, okay? Because it's much clearer. See, what you're doing is, in the Dugma Sakrimos, you're really making up a love in your mind, okay? Because you're saying below, because she has said Gefenayayin, or you're extrapolating a whole new idea of Chodesh, you're making a low. Here, through the Pirushim Bakubu, you have all the pieces, and you have the low in front of it. So it's much clearer than the first case. And that's all he adds. He doesn't add anything more, and he can't add anything more. Okay? Okay? So I think it's much beautiful. Okay. So that is very clear. And this has nothing to do then. The Rambam's not saying you don't get Malkus. He's not saying in either place that you don't get Malkus for Pirush Makubo. And the Rambam, in fact, in Hilchos Trumas, says you get Malkus for the love of all of the Truma, which is only learnt out from Pirush Makubo. The whole Av is El Pir Shebukov. It's not just Klal. Even though in Minyan HaMitzvos you might have made a case that maybe he holds such a thing, because by the Lav of Pesach he says Mefulish that you get Malkus. Lav of Oro by Pesach, and the Lav of Oro by Trum, he doesn't say you get Malkus. But I'm afraid to suggest such a thing, and I would assume it's all the same as you get the impression over here. It's a combination of two things. It's a clear way of making al bichla. Okay? So that is first point. Okay? Now, next. Now I just want to add something. I'm not going to make a big deal out of this. Over here, we have in the lab, I talked about most of them.
One bar.
One bar.
It's okay.
You want? I can give you another one.
Just be aware of it.
It was three when I started, I'm sorry. Here he says the Marshal in the cases he mentions, he says Reb Yudese Omer Minayin Shein Mavarin Al Arugi Bezdin Tamaloy Malesuch Al Adam. Okay. So Ein Mavarin is an Issa Achila. Who is the Issa on? And what's the Issa on? Okay, I don't want to, I did a lot of work on this, but I don't want to spend time on it. I wrote it also. Okay. Havro, basically in Rambam, it's see, the problem is there's no Avelus in Harugi Bezin. That's the Rambam Paskins. Okay. And in the Perug of the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perug Gimel, where he says, Ein Mevarin, he just says afterwards that he says there's no Avelus that I will give. It's not the Ram in Hilchus Ovel where the Isa Avelus, where whether you do Avelus or not, and Havro is mentioned later in Perek Dalet, okay, but it's mentioned before. So the Chayra, the Isa, has nothing to do with Avelus, okay? And we're not, you see, in Rambam, Avelus, Havro in Hilchus Ovil, it's an Isa for the Ovil, Lechol B'Shena Shaloi. In Havro, there's a Tanchumi Avelim, and there's a Kiyum Mitzvah in the Achira, even on the Menachemim. And that's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin that if you eat from a Sudas, a ben Sura Mura who eats Mesuz Havra is not Chayiv. And there's a Kalashem Dreisa in that. And that's the Dere Vei Mavarin. It has nothing to do with Avelus. Okay? And therefore, even at a time where there's no Avelus, like Moyed, there's Havra. Okay? And I can talk about this Barichas. Okay? But that's just the point. It's an Issa Havra. But the Havra is the Nichum is to the Achila. So it's an Issa Achila. And that's the Mavarin. That's that. Okay, now next. Then there's another one after it. Is Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Minayin Sanhedrin Shehogos HaNefesh, She'en Toyim Min Kulam Kol HaYoyim. Tamaloyim L'Sech HaAdom. The word Toyimim is a little bit strange, and the Kol HaYoyim. The question is the time is the day that they kill it start in the morning? Or it's only after they kill? How does it play itself out? And the Toamim, what's going on? The Issa is Achila. So, the word Toamim is a little bit odd, but in the Pirush Mishnah in Makis, he says, in Perek Gimel, when he quotes it, V'lo Matnu. It's interesting. Listen to the Lashon. Mimenu ein bezin oichlin b'yom shogmas nefesh. Okay? But I'm not interested in that. The emphasis is the machlokes Ram and the Miri, whether the Issa of Achila is the whole day, only afterwards. It's high platinum or moed cotton. When the Issa is it Issa on moed? Is it a tinus of tshuva? Or is it a tinus of meriris? And whether it would be us or not. But the Ram says the Issa is only afterwards. Okay? Maybe it's Ram the Shittas, the thing is tinus shows. And when you ate the beginning of the day and the meat of the Shittas holds like the Raivin, that there's no tinus, I can't tell you. But this is the story. And that's what it is. An Issa Achila, and Issa Achila is only after Alugi Bezdin. That's the Ram Shita. Okay, now next. That is that.
The Kol Osayom fits into that.
It's very strange. Kol Osayom, whatever's left after the Sugi Moy Cotton. The Sugi Moy Cotton clearly says it. Okay? The Shaili is if you're doing the sugya, you're not doing the sugya, a whole miri about it there in the Rambam, okay? The Rambam is very clear. I can read you the bikis about it, but I just thought that it's important that I mention it, but I didn't want to go through it, okay? Now, the sugya moi kot you down my base, the Rambam is a peggy gimel, so hedron alochehei, okay? Now, and the issue with tainus of tainus shows is in Perek Aleph, it was tainus al Chiyud Gimel. You see, I mentioned before the Ram doesn't quote Ben Tzoyer Umer in Pirush Mishnayis and Makkos. And it's very clear that he shouldn't, because the whole issue of Ben Tzoyer Umer is a Chiyud Misa. And here he's talking about that you don't get Makkos on it. So there's no place for it. Has nothing to do. If you bring it there, it's completely irrelevant. Okay. Right. Okay. Good. No, I'm just saying the Ram was very intuitive what he did. Okay. Now, next. Okay, now, the truth is, the Aladam, okay, in Ben Tzoyer Umer, we'll see it's because of Ein Oinchin Kemasiru, correct? It's nothing to do with the Pirush Mekubal. You see, the Pirush Mekubal really is Al-Hadam. It's while the Dam HaNefesh is still there, let's say. In Dam Mizrok, or in the Dam HaNefesh still a behemah by Shechita, correct? The Dam Mizrok, it's question here or there, or Harugi Bezdin, Loisech Al Adam, that it's after the Dam on the day that the Dam was Nishbach, okay? Loisech Al Adam, it's the Bezdin or the Avro, correct? But the issue of Al Adam in Ben Tzoyer Umer is a whole different issue. It's an issue of what? Of Achila Hamevili De Shvichas Dam, which is a whole new tainch and a whole business. And really never would have interpreted it that way. He only did it, we'll see, because of the Lav, because of Eino Echinik Masir. Okay, but say just to keep it straight, okay? Now, there are additions, and I'm not getting involved in it. In the Dfus, they talk about tefillah here, correct? Does it mention tefillah? Does it mention tefillah in the text? Eating before davening.
As one of these will talk about that.
Yeah. Doesn't it mention it?
Right,
correct. It's not in the Arabic. It's not in the. It's not in the Arabic text. Okay. And the truth is, you would have expected it not to be there, because the Ram Shita is. You see, the question is: it also the Isachil and what the Issa is. Okay. The Ram Shita is only the Rabbanim brings it in Perek Dalad together with all the Pilchus Tefillah together with all the Dinit Rabbanon of Hesach Hadas and Tefillah. It's not Nisachil B'chlal, even with Rabbonu. It's Nisach Hesach Hadas from Tefillah.
Like doing work and stuff, same thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's all the same. It's all the same. Okay? If it's Nisachila, no, you can start talking about it. But the way the Gam has it, you assume there should be no place there. Okay? It's a Perek Vov. Halacha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vov. It's all issues of Ashkoma, of Issa Malacha, of Ashkoma, the Beis Chaveo, Kodin Tfilo, Issa, okay? Issa Lechel, Sobot HaMincha, Bechut. Okay, now. Okay. Here we go now. Now, there are those that claim it's deraisa, but Ram Lechoy is an asmachta ba'almo. The the question is the kum is litom kum lecho kum is bahag about this. I'm not getting involved in all this, okay? But the piskei tastes rid, the piskei rid in brachos v'nirli the tefillah hashacha fil timo belev also litom kum filo shaharishat zrochem also las kum filo kosh kein litom. And it's also Shat Zlacha. However, there are those that quote the Rosh quotes the Avi Ezri, okay, that Avi Ezri so caused the mutilishas mayim abor couldn't feel the loshayech b'mayim gaiva. But the grain of the Rishonim that it's an Issa litom klum. And it's an Issa of Achil or something like that, you might even imagine mine. Okay? I'm not getting involved in that either. Now, next. Next. Now, like this. Okay. Now, Hine Elu Chamish in Yonim, which are the five that we have, not the six. Kulam Usholim Aleim, Behain Kulam. Nichlolim tachas alav hazeh. Okay? So, you know, maybe they're getting Ubeiru om Ubeiromu Ebesen hejid Bimnoisam elo enyonim Al kulom ein aloike Mishum dava lav shabakos Lav shabakos ein loike nolo. Okay? Ubeiru gamkein. Okay? Shalav shabakos Udiyosi trey trosat Yisuri nechad lav Vein roi limnois Kol Isa v'Isa shekolal aleihem ze halav mitzvah ne'atzmo elenim ne halav levadoi shekolal kol devom ha'il. Again, this is an issue of minyan mitzvahs. The question is, what does he mean? Inu roi. What's he say? He's doing something that's not just. Shouldn't be involved in it. What's the inoroi? So I want to suggest to you with this chadash in inoroi that it basically is almost a hafko. That since it's a lav shebeklolis, the lav itself is mufka from being miyuchad to a peculiar inyan. Because we have a general klal that midas hateira can't be in minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Correct? That's shurish beis. Then we have another klal in the sefach that he has to show Shudalev that we say that in Oinshin Kras Hirin that we machadish and ashora because of the Oinish. And the Ram says, even though it's minadim, so it means even if the love is doch mufke, the klal of in Oinshin Kras Hirin is overrides that klal. Rambam, it's safer. And he does that in Sefer Mitzvah Furush. He does it by Shchut Echut. Okay. He does it by Shchut Echut. And he does it by Kilas Aveim. That Shchut Echut is by Hekesh. And Kilas Aveim is a Binyan Av. Okay. But Sefer Mitzvah, he compares using a lav of Lashi B'Klolos for an Oynesh is equivalent to Minadin. And he said it three times. He says it once by Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah, a second time by Birkas Hashem, and a third time by Ben Sarumah. And the answer is Chabrisai, because the fact that the Chetzalav Shema calls a new Chinish, that it can't be Miyuchot. It's not Miyuchot for any particular East. It's all of them, okay? And that L'chur is a steer. It's Ein Roy. It's not the word Ein Roy, because you can't make a Miyuchot. It's the Chmufkeh. That's how the Ein Roy is. And that's why he can have this discussion, which is an amazing discussion, and compares the edition of Ein Shem Adin to that, okay? And we'll see later. It's an amazing thing. It's even more than that. And it's going to get stolen. See, exactly. Okay, we still have to go still, okay. Let me ask you something. Now you have these three cases, okay? You have the case, or even the case you have Minadin, okay? When I ask you, what would you expect the Rambam to write in the Minyan HaKotzer, okay? Is there a Aschorah over here in Kilas Av? Is there a Aschorah here in, what would you quote? There's an Issa Shenema. What pasuk should you quote? Or maybe not pasuk. Quote a pasuk. There's no Issa. There's no pasuk Mefurish. Or for example, if you're going to tell me that the Aschorah for Ben Sarah Murder, you're going to tell me that the Aschorah is what? So you should say in Minyan HaKotzer that Lo Sochal Adam, you see that the Ben Tzoru Meure Aschol Lachil is Ben Tzoru Meure, and you should say Shenema Lo Sochal Adam, okay. And in Birkas Hashem, he should quote the Lav twice, Elokim Lo Sekalo twice in Dayan and in Birkas Hashem, and Shema Elohim Achim Lo Saskiru, he should call twice. One, in Nishma B'Shem Avodah Zorah, and secondly, in Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah. And you know what the Rambam does in all the cases that he learns this din of Ein Anshim of El Kamasirin? When he, in the Minyan HaKotzer, when he quotes the thing, he quotes the Einish. Because the Einish itself is Taked Issa. But you have this cloud, and it's going to be here. So Be'emes, it is Mufke. And it doesn't make it into a lav. It just is enough that it can tell you the dinner made on Shemas here. And the minion, and it's an amazing thing, in the minion of Luis, I said, oh, thought it's there. Okay? So in Rory, meet this Mufke. And that's why he equates. That's an amazing thing. Look at the law. He does it in Kufzari Hei. He does it in Samuch. And he does it in, I think, Chavav is the Misnabesh. All three times he compares Minadin to Lav Shem B'Klolos. And that's what it is. It's an amazing thing. Okay, now. So that's an amazing thing. So that's Ein Roy. Okay. So, here we go. Anyway. Now, next, let's continue. Okay, it's amazing, you know, they're doing amazing things here. Going, halab, hazeh, gam kein, kloy v'le sochol adam, omru, Omroi lefnei yivlesi te mikshol, ki gam hu kril inyonim rabim, Moshe Nevaya. He's going to explain that later. Where's Moshe Nevaya? Nevaya is in the lav of Avneiva. Okay. V'chein omu le'siz Hashem Hashov, shigam hu k'ilu inyon murab k'moshe Nevaya. Okay. V'zeh ha'min ha'echod mimin elav shukos. Now he's finished. This is the first category. Okay. Now, I just want to get you started over here. We'll have to see. We'll see a little bit more as we go on. If I were to ask you a question, in Lav Sheba Klolis, the Apshuta Shel Mikra? Okay. So the way the Ram sets it up, with Ben Tzeva Meira and everything, I would have said a priori not. It's just a combination of inyonim, and there's no reason to pick one over the other. For some reason, which we have to understand, the Rambam in the Lav of Lifnei Lisitim Mesho in Minyan Mitzvahs clearly says that Eitzeshen Hagedes is Pashtei Dekor. Pashtei Dekor. Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe in Mishneh Torah was Chayzer, because he quotes in the Seder Mishneh Torah that he quotes a lav. He quotes Mishra from Avera, and then he quotes Eitz Hashem Hagenes. And I wouldn't imagine that's what it would it would be of that opinion if he did it in Mishneh Torah. But that's a different issue. Okay. Then, when it comes to Lo'asis Hashem Hashav, he goes out of his way to explain that the Reiv Mikrim, what do you say? Reiv Mikrim. Just one second. I don't know what happened there. Okay, just. Reiv Mikrim. Okay. The Roiv Mikrim is Ashav is what a tiny shell with Maldova. So you get the impression also he's going out of his way to make Pshuta Shel Mikra. Okay. So it's almost counterintuitive. Why in the world, in the Min Elisha, should you try to make it into Pshuta Shel Mikra? And it becomes a little odd also that in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Ram says in Lo'asis Hashem Hashav that the reason you don't get Malkus for is for Lav Shem Ma'isa. Okay? So what happened over here? What's going on? Okay? Okay? What is it? So that's what I want to get started with. And Mr. Shem, we're going to pick it up next week. You have like this. But on the other hand, you would have said, so when he talks in the Lav, Kufsadi Hei, Ben Tzeva Meira, he says, when he quotes the Lav, he says, it's talking about Ben Tzeva Meira. And that's the whole discussion. So you're trying to say that Ben Tzeva Meira is also Pshuta Shel Mikra? So I tell you, that's impossible to do. Why is it impossible to do? Because you just pointed out that the Ram asks that Lav Sheba Klolis, you see, if I would ask you, if I'm faced with Lav Sheba Klolis in Ben Tzeva Meira, is there a problem of making the Lav of Leisechel Adam into the mitzvah? So fakeled. You get the impression, the Rambam, that Lav Sheba Klolis should have been a stira for it to be the ashora for Ben Tzeva Meira. But the overarching principle, the overriding principle of what? Of Leisechel, of what? Of Einoi Shekim Masirin overrides it. So if there's a cloud, the inip shuto shemikra, it doesn't work over here. Okay. So I would suggest something else. It's not the inip shuto shemikra. It could be the Rambam's opinion is, I'm not sure what it means exactly, is every mitzvah needs a nusach.
Perfect.
A nusach, okay. And the nusach of Lifnei Iver is Eitz Shemen Hagenis. And it doesn't make it, but it can't not make it Beferish on one hand, because it's Beferish that you should say that it's not allowed, that you should get Malkus on this and not the rest of them. Okay? It's an amazing thing, so what do? Because everyone's equal. If they're not all equal, then it's not allowed Shema Klawis, because each one's Mechal. So how can you say, that's what I understand, how can you end up saying that it's mechlau and still have the nusach, which is very counterintuitive. But then, if you do that, then it becomes even odder. Because all you're ending up with in Achila of Ben Seru Meira is that the nusach. It's not the Pshuta Shomikla, but it has a nusach. Okay? But there's an amazing thing going on. The Rambam, when he gets to the lav of Lifnei Iver, he says that it's klilul, the other cases of Avera. Okay? When he talks about the lav of Lusisa Shemeshov, he says it's klilul, makabal loshon hora, omul loshon hora, whatever, he mentions the other cases, correct? He does something so counterintuitive. I asked you in Lusichal, in Ben Seru Meire, if you had to mention that there are other cases in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and you had a choice to pick only one, I would have picked the case of Ben Seru Meire, because Ben Seru Meire is really not the Issa. It's just because, you know, Ishkili Masihir, okay? Doesn't mention at all anything about the other Isur. He just says as a sign that it's a lav shem klolos. And the truth is, the definition of lav shem klolos has changed. Because when he talks about in Samoch, a Birkas Hashem, lav shem klolos, he's talking about its klilul. Inyon Mirabim, but each one, there's no lav shebeklos over here. Okay? There's no lav, because one, you get Malkus for Makalo, and then one's Makalo dying, one's Makalo this. When you talk about a Misnabi B'Shem Avavizorah, it's also Lo Saskiri, you get Malkus for it. So it's not really lav shebeklos. The lav shebeklos just bothers him. It's not even lav shebeklos over here. It's lav, it's kol inyonim achirim. Okay? It doesn't. That's what's bothering him. And it's just since kol achirim. The din is that when you have an einish, you need a lav miyuchad. And the stira is that it can't be miyuchad. Because by definition, it's kol other things. So if it's kol, so it can't be miyuchad. That's the problem. Okay? But in Leisrich al-Adam, it's even worse. Because what happens is, it's Ke'ilu, which we have to understand, that the Leisrich al-Adam, the Ben Sirimur, takes over everything. And there's nothing left. He doesn't mention anything else. How does that happen? And he can't say that, you know. So what happened? Okay? Hatzlocha.